More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Why you wanna tell me how to live my life? Tell me if it's black or white.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Dr. Pat Show. That was my interview with Jean Houston, but we're live. We're live. Pinch me, Benny.
Can't reach.
I'm
trying to get you a
pinch. Follow up. I just want to give you a little follow up here to the conversation that you and I had yesterday. We were talking about the comment that Kiss made, that other station. So I called them and I left a message and I said,
what? Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. I said, guess what? Like, this is about crust busting.
Mm-hmm.
So go to www.crustbusting.com and check it out, because if you know anybody that needs to have some crust busted, I'm your girl.
That's so cute.
Isn't that it?
They're probably looking at the website going, wow.
What's the matter? What?
This is awesome.
This is good. We're going to just chit-chat this afternoon. We call this open mic. This is an open mic segment. It's Mr. B and me. Mr. B and me. That sounds like a show.
PB&J.
PB&J.
Where's the J? We're looking for him. That might be our callers.
That's maybe our callers. So what I want to do is I want to invite you to call in, and what I will do is pull a prosperity card for you, and we will chat about it. If there's anything going on, I will do a little mini reading with you, if you like. And my number here is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or...
toll free in Western Washington, if you're lucky, 1-888-298-5569. That number again is 1-888-298-5569.
Okay, let's chat.
Just me and you, mano a mano.
How's the goldfish?
Goldfish are great.
Huh?
They're doing awesome. Actually, I had to buy a new filter for them.
Did you have to buy a new tank?
The other one, no, the tank's still cool. I do have to get a bigger tank, but the filter ran out on me.
You know what? Folks don't understand what we're talking about. They don't know.
That's okay.
But let's tell them.
Well, I took in your little babies.
That's right. I had my goldfish.
Yeah.
Burpee.
Slurp and burp. It started out as two, then
it's
apparently
only
one.
Okay.
Disappeared.
Well, Krusty the crustacean, the lobster ate it.
Yes, he did.
Okay. So the bottom line is you helped me out because I moved and I really didn't have, a place for that 10-gallon, which must be a 20-gallon fish tank now.
Yeah. Slurpee's getting pretty big. I should probably get him a bigger tank. But then I need a bigger place for that bigger tank.
Absolutely. So, the story goes, Benny helped me out, and now this goldfish is what, 20?
He's not that big, but he's a little larger than 12 inches when I passed him.
We're
talking a reasonable-sized goldfish body-wise, but his tail is like twice the size of
his... He's a fantail.
Exactly. So he takes up a lot of space. He's a fantail. Yep.
So that's what's up with that. Yeah. So Benny helped me out. And what I'm doing is I'm looking for a show that Benny and I did a while ago on Krusty the Crustacean and Slurpee and Burpee and that story. That is, by the way, we're going to be featuring that show on the new website, which is coming up. And we have a brand new website coming up. The other thing I want to mention right now, the Dr. Pat Show is really, really taking off in terms of what you all suggested in holding the consciousness. And that's what it's about. You're going to see a change in what we do. Let me give you an example. In May, you will see we are going to have a giveaway a day.
Good.
We are going to give something to a listener every day in May.
We can do that.
We are going to do it. But you got to call in or email, and you can do that. So that's what we're going to do, a giveaway a day. That's a campaign we're starting because, for me, this show has always been about giving back, and that's what it's about now. So that's what I want to say about that.
Yeah, so look forward to it in the future.
All right, let's go to the phone.
All right, we're going to grab our phone caller. Hi, you're on live with Dr. Pat. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack, how you doing,
sir? Jack, how are you?
Oh, pretty good so far today.
So far today? Did you hear that Benny had to pinch me to make sure I wasn't dreaming?
Yeah.
I wasn't too rough with her, though, Jack, so it's nothing to worry about.
Thank goodness.
You can pinch me, though. Yeah, you can pinch me, buddy. You can pinch me back.
How can I help you today?
Oh, I was just wondering about my prosperity card.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, you've got incredible vibration. You've got some stuff going on, right?
Really?
Do you?
I don't know.
You know what? It's in there. Here's your card for today. Yeah. I am powerfully silent. I am powerfully silent. It's a very interesting card. Telling others of the dreams that are closest to your heart dissipates your energy. Stay silent and inwardly focus, and your secrets will become magic in motion.
Well, great.
You must have something. I think that's what I'm feeling. You have something sort of on the edge of your consciousness, something there. Is there something that you're trying to do? Is something that you want?
Oh, I'm just breaking into a new hobby.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, and I'm not going to ask you to share it. You know why? Because this says, you know, telling others are the dreams, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that.
Great.
But I'm going to hold, you know, the new hobby sounds like it's awesome. I'm not even sure what it is. But it seems to make you smile inside.
Oh, great. That's interesting. I'm learning about gems, semi-precious gemstones.
Cool. I love that. I love that.
Yes, it's pretty interesting. And it's fun to fool around with.
Okay. So this is something you're doing on your own, really, because this is something you're passionate about?
If I could be serious about it, yeah.
Do you want to be serious about it?
I don't have enough money.
Hey, here's what I want to hold for you. This is whenever I get a hit like this. I'm loving this. Look it. Holding that idea that you have, that you don't have enough money for it, is going to get you caught in this loop where you believe you don't have enough money for it, and therefore you will never have enough money for it. Play with this a little bit. You've got nothing to lose here. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Play with this a little bit and create a mantra that says, I have all the money that I want so that I can do this hobby the way I want to do it.
That'd be nice.
Just play with that. Play with that new idea. What do you think?
That's cool.
All right. You're good to go. See, I knew it was something like that because I could feel the shiny. It was like a shininess that I got, you know, in listening to you. So I knew there was something in there. You go for it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a great day. I'm loving you.
Thank you.
I'm loving you. Thank you.
Hey, Jack, have a fantastic one.
I love that. I love that semi-precious gems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be calling him soon.
We have Anel now waiting for us.
Hi, Anel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
How are you, Anel?
I'm great. Good to talk with you.
It is so good to talk with you. Would you like your card for today?
I would.
Are you ready for it?
I am.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
All right, you ready?
Now stand up. Now sit back down.
Stand back up.
We have the power.
I got the card for you. You ready?
I'm listening.
I live. Benny's getting ready for me. I live in the flow and the rhythm of life.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Get ready for this one. You ready? Experience the rhythms of life. Stay aware of the prosperity cycles of ebb and flow. Now, I want to be clear about this card, even though my friend Heidi did the cards. Ebb and flow doesn't mean lack and slack and prosperity. That's not the ebb and the flowing thing. This is all about the greater good. Just stay aware of the cycles of it and the movement of it because it's energy. We are ultimately made up of energy, and we attract that which resonates with our own rhythm. Trust that when the flow of prosperity goes out, you're ready for this? This is the punchline. It will always, that's the key word, always come in.
Yes. That's a great one.
That's a great one, and you must be in the flow, or else you wouldn't have picked this card.
Yes, the flow feels pretty good.
You're great. Okay, anything else I can help you with? I can hold for you? You good?
Hold for me prosperity in partnership.
You know what? Different word for that. Can I interject?
Okay.
Abundance.
Yeah.
Abundance. You see, the partnership thing, it's the big A word right at the beginning of the alphabet. It's the abundance. It is the juiciness. I'm seeing you, the partnership of, you know, the partnership energy of your life. It is overflowing, absolutely bubbly, juicy, abundant. Sparkly is the word that came up. It's like a sparkly thing. And you are so filled with joy that Benny's going to have to come pinch you.
Just made my day affirming that. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're sending me out on some pinching ventures now? I love it, because I'm ready to do it.
Honey, I'm always with you, baby. Let's go to the... Do we have the phone?
We do.
Okay.
Don't mind that guy randomly walking around town pinching people.
Okay.
It's just Benny.
That's Benny. If you see a guy with a beautiful cardinal shirt on, that is so white, honey. Who does your wash?
Thanks. I do my own wash.
Oh, my God. Do you want to come over and do mine?
My mama trained me.
Oh, look at that T-shirt. That is so white.
It's hot.
That is good.
Gotta keep it clean.
Oh, my goodness. You need to come over and do my wash.
Uh-oh.
That's crossing a line. Hey, where's that Joan Casey? We need our to
help
us.
Where is the Joan Casey?
Oh, she's calling in. She wants her card.
Okay. Well, we have Denise now waiting for us.
Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm ready for some more prosperity.
Well, look at what you got. Is that like even... Listen, that's so my New York accent. I haven't had... That has not showed up in a long time. Denise, there is a card I've picked for you. There is a card. Is there like a little something happening with you about you not believing in yourself or something?
Possibly.
Okay. Here's the card. This is all yours. Got your name all over it. You ready?
Yes.
I see myself as successful. I see myself as successful. Now, Jean Houston is on the show. She is a master at imaging. She is a master at helping us create images. This may be something that you want to think about. You want to think about getting out of the left brain with your success and really look at, you know, creating some right brain energy in imagining and visioning your success. But here's the deal. You ready for this?
Okay.
You sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Okay, stand up. No. Whatever obstacles you believe you face, this is a personal favorite of mine, by the way. Whatever obstacles you believe you face, others have overcome even greater challenges. Wherever you are right now is of little consequence. What really matters is the attitude you possess and the way you approach life. Does that mean anything to you?
Sure.
How do you feel about the success card?
You know, I know I have the potential to be very successful, but there's something blocking me right now.
That's exactly what this card says. Now, let's see. Do you want some help and see if we can get at it?
Sure.
So how strongly do you believe in your success?
Oh, I totally believe I'm successful, but I don't know why I'm so. I don't know why I'm not. I know I can be, so I don't know why I'm not being.
So let me ask you this question: what makes you think right now in this moment you're not successful?
Because I don't have the money and the man that I want.
Okay, so here's what I want to do to help you, like pop open this right now. Here's what I want to help you do. You ready to play a little bit with me?
Sure.
I want you to really entertain that you are absolutely successful right now. That's what this card is about. This card is really, this is so perfect. This card is so perfect. Perfect for you. Because unless you come to the place where you're willing to give up situations in your life that may point to, in the world that we live in, then an idea that you're not successful, until you get to that place where you're willing to give that up, you're going to block the doors and shut them. So in this moment right now in your life, it's all about seeing the success. So you know what the quickest way to go from where you are now to that place of success?
To believing that I'm already successful?
Yeah. Do you know how to do that real quick?
No.
You go right to a gratitude list.
A gratitude list?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Gratitude is about being grateful for everything in your life. Being grateful for the fact that you had the courage to call into this show. Being grateful that you have the wisdom to know who you are. Being grateful for every breath you take. Being grateful for perhaps the people in your life, for your spiritual path. So what I would like you to do, if you're willing to do it,
okay.
It's not that we're not going to get ready for, you know, the prosperity, the money, the cha-ching, and the relationship. We are doing that right now. But in order for you to see it, because it's already in front of you, you just can't see it. It's already there. In order for you to be able to have on those sacred glasses so that you can see what is right in front of you, you must accept and be grateful for who you are right now
mm-hmm.
and what your life is about.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and like take it from a person that's been at the bottom, the way bottom rung. You know, wallowing down, I don't know what Gene called it, in that stuff that happens to the butterfly. And it's in those moments that we have to really look at this place of gratitude. Can you do that? Are you willing to start a gratitude journal?
Oh, yeah. I've worked on that a little bit, but I need to do more.
Yeah. How about before you go to bed at night? That's the most powerful time to do it.
Okay.
It's and you know what? Doesn't have to be 20, 30 things. Pick five things. Five things that you're grateful for that day. But when you pick them, really feel them. You know, like write them down, say them, and then shut your eyes and actually see that thing.
Okay.
All right?
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I see you as successful. I'm seeing you as successful. I know you're successful. I'm going to tell you, you're listening to this show, you are successful. I am carrying that with me in every cell of my body. You are absolutely fulfilled with the juiciness of life. This is your abundance. That's why I do this show. I'm spreading it around. Please join me in the collective consciousness of it.
We got one more. You think we can sneak him on there?
Hey, do it.
All right, let's bring on Mike. Mike, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, so far.
Hey, Mike, are you there, dude?
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Just rolling along, you know.
Hey, you're rolling along?
Yeah.
I picked a card for you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you relate to this or not. I don't think this is an issue for you, but, you know, I want to talk about it with you.
Yeah, can you speak up a little more so I can hear you?
I'm yelling in the phone.
Okay.
I will try a little louder. Benny, you'll have to help with the adjustments so I'm not blowing people out of their homes here.
Yeah.
The card is this, Mike. I am debt-free. Debt-free.
Okay.
Now, that card is generally about money, but it has a deeper meaning. Okay?
Yeah.
So debt could be about sacred spiritual debt. It could be about the fact that you may be holding on to something that doesn't serve you anymore. It may be from a past action where you've had some hookup with money that hasn't been exactly right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? You got any of that going on?
Well, where I'm at is I want to become financially secure and successful, the old usual. And but I want to have some meaning and purpose in my life. You know, the money end of it has been a trying to find some purpose and meaning. You know, once I find that, then everything else will flow.
Okay, well, here's the deal I want to pass on to you in this short period of time. Because this is the same thing I said to a previous caller. You ready for me? Are you ready, Mike?
Got it.
Okay, because I'm telling you, this is, like, so powerful. You cannot walk around asking to find meaning and purpose in life.
Because, say that again.
Yeah, I don't want you to walk around anymore saying that you want to find meaning and purpose in life. What I would like you to do is walk around and shout it with everybody that you come in contact with, that Mike, I have purpose and meaning in life right now. Mike, you have it. Can you say that?
I have purpose and meaning in my life now.
Countdown, Benny.
Oh, you got to feel it, Mike.
I'm telling you, everybody.
You got to feel this one, brother.
Three, two, one. I have purpose and meaning in life.
In life now.
Now.
Now. See, he added that.
He got it. Let's go.
Purpose and meaning in life now.
Meaning in life now.
One more time. Okay. I have purpose and meaning in life now. You
perfect.
Got it. And you got it, Mike.
Abundance and success.
You got it all.
Okay. Well, I'll keep in touch with you.
I want to hear this because I'm going to say, fasten your seatbelt. You hold that thought, buddy, and you are going to manifest beyond your imagination.
Okay. God bless you both, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you all.
Brother.
Hey, thank you all for listening. Loving you each and every moment. Back here tomorrow, Stephanie Dora, more reading, Sacred Contract, and don't forget in May, Giveaway a Day, the Dr. Pat Show. That's me with my man,
Mr. B.
We'll see you tomorrow with Stephanie Dorham. Loving you guys.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.